smoke as many cigarettes as you can.
Well, you can dance.
Cigarettes as you can.
Welcome back, and hello.
My name is Andy Ortman. We are listening to the station WFMU.org, and this is The Eternal Now. We just heard from Negative Land from their debut album from 1980 entitled Negative Land. Untitled track, as far as I can tell. Nothing indicating titles in the packaging anyway. Just before that, Felix Cuban from a compilation, Psycho Sci-Fi Papilla, somewhere around 2001, maybe 1999 even, out of Japan from the late MSBR. Disco Brulage, the name of that track. And just in front of that, from the same compilation, we started off with Electric Helgoland with a track called Nick Fit. Fall is upon us. The skies are gray. Leaves are falling. And the music keeps coming. Up next, this is a new reissue of an old album from 1968, the Nihilist Spasm Band from Canada. This was originally released in, 1968. We're going to play a track off of this classic album, The Nihilist Spasm Band. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Take the square root of that. 100.
Here we are again. Time to recap the last set. We just heard from Barry Schrader. Barry Schrader, a person that did soundtrack music using the Buchla synthesizer. This is from Lost Atlantis with a track called Temple of Poseidon. He also did the soundtrack for Galaxy of Terror, a sci-fi horror movie I like. Before that, Cosmic Corridors with a track called Dark Path from 1973. Or was it? In front of that, Madrigal from 1970, Where Are You Going? That's the name of that track. And in front of that, a sort of newish track by Aphex Twin, Mini Pops 67, from the newish album Zero. I guess there's some polarizing reviews about this new Aphex Twin. I personally like it. I'm on that side of the fence. In front of that, David Chesworth, Malignant Humor, from a record called 50 Synthesizer Greats. I saw that was recently reissued as well on vinyl. It's worth picking up. In front of that, Luigi Nono, with Omaggio Emilio Vedova, track from 1960. And in front of that, one year earlier, Desmond Leslie with Destruction of the Flies from an album, Music of the Future. I suppose that sounded futuristic at the time. And we did start that off so long ago with the Nihilist Spasm Band. From the reissue of their first record, No Record, the track When in London, Sleep at the York Hotel. I guess they have their reasons as to why. Perhaps they had some super duper continental breakfast. Beans. Okay. You are listening to The Eternal Now. WFMU.org. We're going to keep things moving. This is Andrew Lyles with a track called The First Heart Attack Was the Best. This is from an album called The Miraculous Mechanical Monster.
I love my miraculous mechanical monster. You would too, if you had one just like her. It lives inside me, ticking, talking, never stopping, I hope. Tick-tock, the first heart attack was the best. It didn't hurt, just burned. Then they wired me up to the other machine, the one with more dials and buttons. Beep, 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 little the fucking peep. The life support machine just kept on bleeding and buzzing. That was when I found her. I just stuck in the key. She ticked. She talked. She sucked my fucking cup. Then after I paid the bill, I took her home. She was modeled on my every desire. Fire, fire, fire. It ain't no joke when you see that big black smoke. Massive overdrive slip inside. Swarfita, and angina, a very cute type vagina. Covered in oil and stains, my monster breeds love for me. What I make her do is not everyone's cup of tea. She sipped, she sucked, she fucked, and so do I. You pays your money and makes your choice. This mechanical monster can't get a divorce.
Cunt face, cardboard cutout, cunt sucking, cunts fucking suckers, fuck all of you and fuck you again, you fuckers get fucked, you cunts and fuck you in the arse, fuck you in the face, fuck you in the head and all over the place, fuck you and fuck me, fuck all of you cunt and fucker, fuck all fuck face, cunts get cunted, you cunt fucker, cunts, your mother is a cunt and fucker and fuck you twice as hard as a tooth, you cunt and cunt face, cunts, fuck you, fuck all of you and fuck my creator and yours, you cunt get fucked, cunt and I will erase all of you cunts, you fucking poet, cunts, die, you fucking cunts, cunt and cunt face, cunts, I want to fuck you in the cunt, you're bleeding cunt, you fucking cunt, mother and father fucking cunt, creed up and fucked up cunts, cunt and cunt, as a fucking frozen dead cunt, so fuck you all and burn you to death, you cunts.
I do not mean to be nasty, but I want to rip off your cunt and make you eat fucking cunt and fuck your cunt and break your cunt sick on your cunt dick and your cunt cruise it looks a cunt until it bleeds pissing liquid everywhere you fuck you cunt you whore you bore you floor get floor on the floor you sticky cunt you made my cunt come all fucking good fun and then some you cunting pussy with cunting fucker learning cunt face cunt fuck fuck hard and fast and tear your cunting cunt to fuck you filthy cunt I want the cunt of your sister your mother your brother your same sex lover your father your cunt face you are disgrace with no taste you cunt you fuck you pig you want to flip me off in your mouth and fuck you in the butt until it curdles and creams and you fucking scream out in agony and pain licking the stain of dead kids and mangled car crashes and 1,000 lashes and other fucking cunts sock you at dead cunts giving head cunts fuck down on her luck giving a suck to truck drivers and Holocaust survivors.
I Dagma programmed the first machine. She has learned to swear. She can morph and change color. She has 27 accents. The new patch filter is working well. Today she will put on her own lipstick. She is my monster. I need to buy her some more clothes. The other underwear burned. Her voice needs some more work. But the machines is going well.
Yes. The phone. Very particular wind. Typical of this part of the country. It comes from the Alps. The blasts of warm air cause snow avalanches. While it blows, there are those who say it causes madness. Have you any idea why they behave like that? Never done this before.
It's probably because of me. I guess they sense the mood I'm in.
See? He's not afraid of you. He won't do that for me. Ask him to lead you where the dead bodies are hidden. And he'll lead you. That fly is your magic wand. It's perfectly normal for insects to be slightly telepathic.
Yeah, it's normal for insects. But am I normal? I love you. I love you all.
Thank you. Committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims. First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, the reports persisted. Medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured. I think we have some late word that just arriving, and we're up to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure from a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, wards, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors for safety. That situation has now changed. We're able to report a definite course of action. Civil defense machinery has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned to the broadcasting stations in your local area for this list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station nearest you. Make your way to that location as soon as possible. Space experts being consulted about an earthbound emergency. So far, all the betting on the answer to that question centers on the recent Explorer satellite shot to Venus. That satellite, you recall, started back to Earth and never got here. That's the space vehicle which orbited Venus and then was purposely destroyed by NASA. Scientists discovered it was carrying mysterious high-level radiation with it. Could that radiation be somehow responsible for the wholesale murders we're now suffering? Dr. Grimes, your entire staff, you know, has been working very hard to find some solution here. At least that's not happening. Do you have any answers?
Yes, we have some answers. But first, let me stress the importance of seeking medical attention for anyone who's been injured in any way. We don't know yet what complications might result from such injuries. At the university, we had a cadaver. A cadaver from which all four limbs had been amputated. Sometime early this morning, it opened its eyes and began to move its trunk. It was dead, but it opened its eyes and tried to move.
Chief LaPone, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty swift.
We want to get on the other side of the road over there.
Chief, you need to beat these things.
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. And those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. We must have caught somebody was in there. There wasn't one. We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them all to pass them down.
Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by six or eight of these things, could I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Well, Chief McClellan, how long do you think it will take until you get the situation under control?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. We don't know how many of them there are. We know when we find them, we can kill them.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Well, we don't really know. We know we'll be into it most of the night, probably into the early morning. We're working our way toward Willard, and we'll team up with the National Guard over there, and then we'll be able to give a more definite view.
Thank you very much, Chief McClellan. This is Bill Cardin, WIIC, TV 11 News.
She leaves. skies. Gray. All signs that it's autumn. Or fall. Whichever you prefer. Very enjoyable time of the year for me. But enough about me. We just heard from Cosmonauts Hail Satan with the track Pittsburgh Voodoo Satellite from their Mortuary Sorcery 7-inch. In front of that, Chris and Cozy with the track Tears of Blood. That's from the Elephant Table compilation. Nice double LP 80s compilation. Just in front of that, also from the 1980s, John Carpenter from the movie Halloween 3. The one that didn't have anything to do with Michael Myers. Silver Shamrocks. The name of that track was Chariots of Pumpkins. And just in front of that, we had Stelvio Cipriani from the zombie movie Nightmare City from 1980, otherwise known as Incubo Sulla Sitta Contaminata. The name of that track was Metropolis. A good one if you haven't seen it. Just in front of that, another good one, Coil, from their unreleased Hellraiser themes. That was the main theme, as the story goes. Coil was asked by Clive Barker to do the soundtrack for Hellraiser, but he rejected it. I still don't understand why. Anyway, in front of that, Goblin with Phenomena from the soundtrack of the same movie. Phenomena, Dario Argento. We heard the trailer for that very same movie right in front of that track. Donald Pleasance. And we started that set off. Oh, so long ago, with Andrew Lyles, The First Heart Attack Was the Best, from the album The Miraculous Mechanical Monster. We're going to keep things moving. This is Revenge. We'll be right back.
the low, heavy sky weighs like a lid on the spirit, aching for the light. And when, embracing the horizon, it pours on us a black day which is sadder than any night. When the earth is turned into a dripping dungeon in which hope, like a bat, flutters blindly and bruises its timid wing and tender head against the walls and rotted ceilings. When the rain, stretching down its long streaks of water, imitates the bars of an enormous prison, and a silent throng of loathsome spiders come and weave their webs inside our brains. And suddenly the bells swing angrily and hurl their hideous uproar into the sky like a band of wandering spirits who wail relentlessly. And long hearses, without drums or music, move in a slow procession through my soul, and defeated hope bursts into tears, and the fierce tyrant anguish sets his black banner on my bowed head.
Thank you.